latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Experts searching for the remains of Spanish author Miguel de Cervantes say they found a wooden fragment of a casket which bears the initials MC, with bones in and around them in a crypt underneath the chapel of the cloistered convent in Madrid. Archaeologists say the find was made during excavations to solve the century-old mystery of where the famous Spanish writer was laid to rest. Anthropologist Francisco Echeverria will now start examining the bones. Cervantes was 69 when he died, and investigators have solid clues to work with when they conduct their probe. The Spanish International Tourism Fair, known as FITUR, held its 35th edition in Madrid, Spain this week. The Spanish capital is the headquarters of the World Tourism Organization, and FITUR, which is the first in a series of major tourism fairs held across the world annually, sets the tempo for activities in the travel industry. Trade show exhibited 9,107 companies from 165 countries and hosted around 200,000 visitors from around the world, of which 120,000 were professionals, generating revenue of around €200 million for the city of Madrid. President of the Spanish government, Mariano Rajoy, has been put on the defence this week as the 60-year-old president has been eclipsed in recent opinion polls by Pablo Iglesias, the 36-year-old leader of the newly created anti-austerity party Podemos. Whilst a 42-year-old socialist leader, Pedro Sanchez, says Rajoy is out of date. Even when the government itself, 43-year-old deputy president Maria Soraya Sáenz de Santa Maria's approval rating was 11 percentage points higher than her boss, as according to the Metroscopia poll. Following Syriza's win at the Greek elections at the weekend, Spain's anti-austerity party Podemos hailed the victory with a dig at Germany. "It's the people's hour," the party tweeted on Twitter. Whilst Miguel Urbano, Podemos leader in Athens to support Syriza, said, "We have come to see with our own eyes the change that is starting in Greece, but which is happening for the people of the south of Europe." Another, Pablo Iglesias himself, said, "We will work to support Syriza, but we will also work in Spain," acknowledging that it is a different economic and political reality. Spain's King Felipe VI has appeared on the cover of a gay magazine, the bilingual Raggap magazine, which makes him the first monarch to appear on a cover of a gay mag. The king was featured in a special edition of the publication, which will be given away at the International Tourism Fair in Madrid. The royal household say that they're aware and approve his appearance in a magazine which specialises on homosexual, bisexual and transsexual topics. For more details of these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info, updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and remember to pick up your Leader newspaper out every Monday.